I'm Rona Tarrant. US bishops have criticised Attorney General Jeff Sessions' decision that asylum seekers fleeing domestic or gang violence cannot find protection in the US. The statement came on the first day of the bishops' spring assembly in Fort Lauderdale. It said the decision negates decades of precedence and, unless overturned, will erode the capacity of asylum to save lives. Meanwhile, some bishops called for stronger outreach to members of Congress as it struggles to address comprehensive immigration reform, as well as doing a better job of sharing church teaching on migration. The chairman of the National Review Board has cautioned bishops against complacency in carrying out the Charter for the Protection of Children and Young People. Francesco Cesario was speaking at the Spring Assembly following the release of a report that found signs of complacency in carrying out the Charter in some dioceses. He said the church had made significant progress and called on bishops to prioritise safety, including record keeping and background checks for those interacting with children. US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said North Korea will not get any sanctions relief until it has demonstrated complete denuclearization. Pompeo was speaking at a press conference in Seoul with his South Korean and Japanese counterparts, where he said Pyongyang was committed to giving up its nuclear program. The conference comes 2 days after President Trump and Kim Jong-un held a summit in Singapore. In Ireland, the Catholic Bishop's Support Service for Women Facing Crisis Pregnancies is to close tomorrow. The bishop said the decision to close Cura was due to a declining demand for its services and new regulations for counsellors. The bishops say they share the regret of Cura's National Executive Council that it had been compelled to close due to the new accreditation requirements. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.